Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Darryl, are you with us today?
I am. I'm just waiting for you to wrap up your story. Full disclosure, I just got out here because I was dealing with the Myles Garrett investigation. So just
all right. So what's the latest on that? Give us the latest on that.
He was cited for failure to control his vehicle related to that accident. He was not cited for speeding. However, Ohio State Highway Patrol did say that speed was a factor in the crash. Unlike previous citations related to speed that Garrett has received, some of those citations have been for speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour locally. He will not have to make a court appearance here. He can simply pay his fine. Garrett told investigators that he believes he was traveling around 65 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone at the time of the crash. I believe it was NFL Network that had reported that Garrett was trying to avoid hitting an animal.
Yeah.
According to the camera footage that I watched this morning, there was no mention specifically of an animal. Garrett did indicate that there was a car in the opposing lane coming towards him, but he did not swerve to get out of the way of that. That's, you know, pretty much, you know, where we're at. He's been cited. And, again, he can, just go ahead and pay his fine, for that.
So Darryl, we don't know then yes or no that there was an animal there.
Yeah, we don't know definitively, okay. Whether or not that was the case. Yeah. Throughout the course of his interview, he did multiple times, check on the status of his passenger. He asked the investigators and medical personnel multiple times how she was doing, too. So according to the latest from the Ohio State Highway Patrol, she suffered very minor injuries and is doing okay.
Man, are they lucky. Whew.
You know, Darryl, you had a story about his past driving incidents, and it's out there now. Let's hope this is a wake-up call for Miles. You know, I mean, just slow down, man. Just because you're driving a sports car doesn't mean you have to drive it like you're on a track. And I hope for his sake, it's just like, okay, it's time to slow it down here a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who has been in a rollover accident himself, I mean, this is also a PSA to wear your safety belts at all times in a car, whether you're the driver, whether you're a passenger, front seat, back seat, always wear your seat belt, because quite frankly, it could save your life. And in this case, it obviously saved their lives, and they were able to, like I was, avoid suffering any type of major injury. Certainly, looking at the pictures from the highway patrol, it's scary to look at that vehicle and then imagine that they both walked away, from that accident. So yeah, it certainly is an eye opener and just a reminder, not only wear your seatbelt, but also just how precious life can be, because you just never know what can happen.
Darryl, he's back in the building today, right?
I can confirm he is back in the building. Multiple players in the locker room said that they either saw or spoke with him. So yes, Myles Garrett is here, and we'll see if he practices today. Honestly, I'll be surprised if he does. I have no expectation that he's going to play Sunday. That's my personal take on the situation. Want to be clear about that. Considering what he went through, I would be surprised. I quite frankly don't see the need to risk anything there by having him play, but we'll see. We'll see if he practices this afternoon.
I'm torn because, you know, like you want to see him play because it's like, if he does play, it's amazing. But I like you said, I have like zero expectation for him to play. And I got to be honest, if that was my kid or my brother, or I don't know if I was a kid, it was my dad. I don't know that I would want him to play this week. I'd like take
just,
a week
just
and
in
figure
case,
it
Andy?
Out.
Yeah,
yeah,
just in
I
case.
Just, I, yes, the Browns could use him, absolutely. But I just, I mean, the compassionate part of me says, you know what, man? Just take the week off.
And don't fly down with us either. Just stay home.
Yeah, stay home.
I mean, believe it or not, and it's something fans obviously certainly don't want to hear, but there's a human element to pro sports, believe it or not. It's more than just names, statistics, making play highlight plays. I mean, these are human beings, and things in life happen. And unfortunately, bad things in life happen. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, life happens. So, you know, from a human standpoint, I honestly don't – I kind of hope he doesn't play. I mean, I remember how shook up I was when I was 19 years old, and it took me a couple of days to get my bearings back under me a little bit. So, the Browns are not going to push him to play if he's not ready to play. Want to make that very, very clear. But him being who he is and the competitor that he is, obviously he does want to play if he can, and he wants to help contribute if he can. But yeah, I kind of agree with you that the prudent thing here might be just to let him relax at home.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah spoke, Daryl. That usually is a pretty good sign. What do you think of his status? And what's up with Denzel? Is this going to become – is he going to be like in the Joel Petonio class where, all right, you're going to get a little time off during the week, or is he nursing some things?
Yeah, I mean, clearly he's nursing a couple injuries here that he suffered against the Steelers. Kevin Stefanski said yesterday he wasn't sure how, when, where, how, all those type of things. But, you know, back and rib injuries, don't know if those are related to each other. That's, obviously a possibility that they could be. But you're right. The fact that JOK spoke in the locker room today seems to be a pretty positive indication that maybe they're just giving him some time off during the week here, and that, you know, he'll be able to play Sunday afternoon in Atlanta. So that is positive, that because typically if guys are really, really banged up and they're not going to play, they tend to not want to talk. So I would say that's a positive sign. Although earlier, a couple weeks ago, remember Jack Conklin, we spoke to him on Friday and about him being a game time decision, and ultimately he did not play. So it's not an absolute that he will, but it is a positive sign that he was available.
Daryl, are you concerned about this? I mean, it's five guys on defense you could be about.
Yeah, it's half the defense, right? Yeah. So, it's pretty concerning, right? Joel, Joel Petonio not concerned with biceps. He's going to play. Taven Bryan with the hamstring, question mark there. Jadeveon Clowney, obviously, question mark with the ankle, did not play against the Steelers. Jack Conklin, who was limited, I expect he's going to play. Amari Cooper, there's no issue there. He just kind of got this little in-season vacation. Ronnie Harrison, actually, he was a full participant yesterday, so no issue there. JOK, we touched on him. And then Denzel, we also touched on him. So, yeah, but it is concerning. Five of the 11 guys unable to practice on Wednesday. We'll see who returns today. But, yeah, I mean, that is obviously something to be concerned about when half your defense isn't able to practice.
Daryl, on the offensive side of the ball, I've been so impressed with the games that Kevin Stefanski has called, the way he's used the running game, the way he has set up Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
There's, if it ain't broke, you don't mess with it, do you? I mean, I'd just keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun for us to talk about run, pass, yardage, or run, pass, play distribution, all those type of things, but it's working. Jacoby Brissett, the last two games, has completed over 70% of his passes combined, 4 touchdowns to 1 interception. Sign me up for that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Yeah, he's not setting the world on fire as far as the passing yardage is concerned, but man, he's playing well. He's making good decisions. He's putting the footballs where they need to be. He's putting his skill position players in positions to make those plays. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you can ask of Jacoby Brissett And as far as the way Kevin Stefanski has been calling things, look, I think it's been creative. I don't want to use the word brilliant, but like it's been pretty good. The variety of personnel groupings and the formations and the motions and that. I mean, honestly, I think this, you know, looking at this Atlanta Falcon offense and how multiple they can be and the read option stuff that Marcus Mariota can do, like, I don't know. This might be an offensive all 22 film clinic put on by both of these coaches from an offensive standpoint on Sunday. This could be very fun to watch. Maybe not if you're like playing defense or watching because you love defense, but if you like offense and points scored, this could very well be the game for you.
Daryl, I know we talked about this on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, but I'm just curious what we're seeing now, and I know these are the teams on the schedule. How much confidence does it give you that your team is 2-1 and every team that you've played so far is 1-2?
Too small of a sample size. I focus more on how the Browns have played as opposed to strength of schedule right now. In all three games they have played well. In spurts and phases, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not been perfect by any stretch of the imagination. The problems in the secondary defensively temporarily seem to have been solved. John Johnson III talked about it yesterday, the over-communication, how much that was an emphasis. And it was like blatantly apparent when you watched them against Pittsburgh, all the huddling and the hand signals. Like it was, you could see the deliberateness of what they were doing on the field to make sure that everybody had the call and everybody was on the same page and there was no confusion whatsoever. So kind of hopefully that goes forward, that they just do that the rest of the season, right? Instead of doing that as like a temporary fix and then they feel like everything's been fixed and so they just go back to doing what they did before and then we, you know, start from square area all over again. So hopefully they just keep doing that throughout the season here because it works really, really well against Pittsburgh.
All right, Daryl, explain to people why they want to go over to the podcast to listen to your question. Or lack of question.
Oh, no. This is a podcast exclusive. I lost my voice in the middle of asking a question to Alex Wright yesterday. It's pretty hilarious to see me, or I should, in this case, hear me, completely blow a tire. Have no idea why it happened, other than it felt like someone was taking a knife and twisting it at my throat, which might make some people very, very happy. So if you would be very, very happy about such an occurrence, all the more reason you should fire up the latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. But I can laugh about it. It's funny. If you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at anybody. But
true.
It was pretty.
It is funny. It is.
Did Alex give you the Heimlich?
No, it was pretty embarrassing. And you know what? He was a total professional about it. Didn't even mention it. We talked about it after the fact because naturally, after he was done talking, the voice returned. I don't know why, but it was pretty funny and scary at the time, that's for sure.
All right, and then the other reason you want to listen to is that you tell the story of how you almost got annihilated.
Yes.
So
yes,
listen to the podcast. You can hear the whole story. How's
that?
The day I thought I was going to die in a Browns locker room. There you go.
It was good. It was good stuff. All right, Daryl, we'll be listening for you on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. And we appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, D.
Thanks, dear.
Did you just call him dear?
No, I said D.
I think he called him dear.
I did.
You guys are spending a lot of time together on that podcast.
It is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.